Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
In a week where Australia showed up at the Commonwealth Games dressed in gold and were therefore rewarded with a medal of the same colour, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Pitching in line, impact in line, wickets are hit, umpires call. So back to
the mighty Australians have struck gold. They complete a trilogy that may never be repeated. T20 World Cup champions, 50 over World Cup champions, and now Commonwealth gold medal winners.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and yes, Australia have won the gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. They would have been given canary yellow medals, of course, but the RSPCA stepped in and said, no, not doing that to decent Birmingham canaries.
Yeah, fair enough. Yes. Yeah. They had enough trouble in the coal mines.
Definitely.
It was a final, there was a final wicket partnership where, as we heard there was a review of the LBW, and of course they had to review it. It was the final wicket. But importantly, showed up on the screen afterwards. Because it was umpire's call, they retained their review.
Yes, that's always good. Always good when that happens.
Very important.
Yes. Do you think the other countries should have shown up dressed in gold as well to at least challenge Australia or not?
Silly.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the Commonwealth Games. Yes. Actually, I'm not that excited about the Commonwealth Games, but it was great for cricket.
It was, yeah. As we mentioned, Australia did inevitably win. It was pretty much preordained. I think in our previous podcast, we listed the seven teams fighting out for silver medal, and congratulations to India for doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, Australia got the gold because, as Lachlan McCurdy tweeted, this Australian women's team hasn't lost a T20 international for 495 days.
Mm.
And that's supposed to be the most volatile format, the hardest one to be consistent in.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, for a while, their daylight was in the running for the silver medal, right?
Yes.
But India sure made a match of it,
they
right, in the final to deserve the silver fair and square. It was a really great match. We just watched on replay. It was good.
Yeah, it was very good. And I generally do support the Australian women's team. I don't really care that much about the men's team. So sometimes it's funny when they win because it annoys other people.
Yep.
Sometimes it's funny when they lose because it annoys a lot of Australian fans.
Yep,
so I'm pretty ambivalent about what happens to the men, but I definitely support the women because I just don't see the point of doing anything else. They're going to win. I support gravity because that's similarly inevitable.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you would just be, you know, really depressed the whole time if you supported any other team.
Exactly.
I also like that after the win, they did the yellow fireworks into the air. When do you think they bought those? Like early in the group stage.
Yeah, yeah, months ago.
Before, yeah, exactly. Yes. Anyway, but we did have some controversy in the final. Tali McGrath, of course, she had COVID and she played anyway.
Yeah, woke up. She had some slight symptoms, they said, and she did a test and she was positive. So they said, we'll give her a go. She probably shouldn't have played.
Well, she probably shouldn't have done the test.
Yeah, well, definitely don't do the test. But her stats without COVID, she has a batting average of 124.3 at a strike rate of 155.4. Mm. With COVID, a batting average of just 2 with a strike rate of 50. So definitely don't pick her if she's got COVID.
Yeah, definitely don't play. That's a good lesson for anyone with COVID. Don't play cricket.
Definitely not, yes.
Yep, but she did get a wicket.
Did she get a wicket?
I think she did. She
either took a catch.
She took a catch, yes. And her teammates did a very physically distanced celebration, right?
Yes, yes. I think Jess Jonathan was brave enough to touch her because Jonathan had also recently just had COVID, so was in her immune stage.
Anyway, there was a lot of concern from Indian fans worldwide about her health. Yeah, very concerned about her health.
Definitely shouldn't have played, yes. But you could see why the Australians needed to have her out there. I mean, if she hadn't played, what would they have done? Called in some untested player like Elise Perry to play?
Do you reckon they would have even noticed if there were only 10 Australians
probably
out there?
Probably not, yeah.
No, it was a lot closer than we are making out.
It was, indeed.
Harmanpreet Kaur just played a superb innings. They were chasing. I mean, at one point, we were just clocking that Harmanpreet got her 50 and India were 2 for 94 at that point, chasing their 165 or whatever.
Yep.
It was quite incredible. And they needed only 44 from 34. They still only had 2 wickets down.
Yep. Yes.
It was incredible.
Yeah. So basically, Harmanpreet, because I was watching in the wee small hours. I woke up and got my iPhone and peered very closely at it. And I thought Harmanpreet was going to defy all the predictions. But then she somehow managed to scoop an Ash Gardner delivery into her helmet, and then she was caught on the rebound by Alyssa Healy. And it reminded me very much of Mike Gatting reverse sweeping Alan Border in the 1987 World Cup. So I thought that was just like a 35-year tribute of because that took place in India, an England captain in India doing a foolish shot and being out, and then... And this time around, an Indian captain in England doing a foolish shot and getting out.
Yeah, that's a nice bit of symmetry there.
Yes.
There were a couple of interesting, weird kind of dismissals, weren't there? Mm. There was another one. Radhi Yadav did a fabulous run out of Meg Lanning,
yes,
who was at the non-striker's end, intercepting a straight drive, struck ball, intercepting it into the stumps and deflecting it onto the stumps for a terrific run out.
Yeah, she basically caught it and flicked it between her legs and straight into the stumps, and Lanning had backed up too far. I think if you do something like show offy like that, I reckon both batters should be out. Beth Mooney, that was too good.
Yeah, that's right. You hit it.
Yep.
She was at the non-strikers there. Both of you contributed to that wicket. Yep. You're both out.
Yep.
Yes, anyway, lovely game. Good to watch on the replay if you get a chance.
Yes.
And there was also an earlier match.
Yes, in the earlier match it was New Zealand who, in a bit of an upset, they got bronze and they absolutely thrashed England. Mm. England had thrashed them by a pretty similar margin in the group stage, but in the actual bronze medal playoff, New Zealand thumped them.
Yeah, I shouldn't be gleeful about that. There's something very funny about England. But sadly funny about England.
Yeah, I mean,
coming fourth at home in the Commonwealth Games.
It's just bad luck for them, I think, that they weren't playing their preferred 100 ball format.
Yes, of course.
Unlucky that the Commonwealth Games went with the T20. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But on the positive side for England, at least they didn't lose to Australia in this tournament. So
yeah,
good for
go.
Them.
Take the wins where you can.
Yeah. And of course, before that, we did have the semi-finals, which were rearranged to be as inconvenient as possible
to everybody
other than India, because they wanted to maximise the India viewership, which I probably would have accepted in retrospect had they bothered to rearrange the final games, and we could have watched the final at a sane hour and let the bronze one take place at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that would have been a lot
but
better.
But they didn't seem to be able to get enough pull for that one.
Yeah, well, there were highlights in the group stages as well. So, for example, the most famous one, of course, was Alana King failing to get a hat trick because Meg Lanning dropped the hat trick chance in slips.
It was a pretty easy chance too. But I think probably the biggest highlight for me is, as we come to the end of this Commonwealth Games cricket, is that we will hopefully never have to use this terrible 7plus app to watch sport ever again. It's the kind of app where you're watching a match and then it pops up and says, "Are you still watching?" Of course I'm still watching. It's cricket. It goes for 3 hours. You don't stop us halfway through.
Yeah.
So it's actually stopped showing us the match to ask us this question. It's just like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just keep going. I'm watching.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right. This week's episode is sponsored by the Ridiculous Ashes podcast, which is...
It's back.
It's back, yes. We'll be back. It's imminently back. Mm-hmm. It's in the process of coming back, Arnold Schwarzenegger style. So, yes, this is my other podcast in which myself and Alex Bowden discuss historical Ashes series to determine which nation is more ridiculous at cricket, whether it's Australia or England. And we've just started recording our new series, the 2013 Ridiculous Ashes. And usually we have a policy, we record them all and then we release them on a weekly schedule, which is very sensible because it takes a long time for us to get organised and get the timing right. But this time around we're going to do it a little bit differently. Patrons of mine or Alex's will get the episodes early. So if you'd like to get early access to the Ridiculous Ashes, sign up to my Patreon at patreon.com/leavecricket or Alex's at patreon.com/thekingstweets or both. You can sign up to both of us.
This is a face-off. This is a face-off between the two patrons.
Yep. Yep. And it'll definitely be worth it because our first episode on the first test, which is, of course, the Ashton Agar test, the test where Stuart Broad didn't walk.
Forever known as the Ashton Agar test, right?
Yep. Anyway, that's going to drop later this week for our Patreon subscribers. And I can promise you that there's some features in that which you don't want to miss.
Famous guests on this podcast, I hear.
Maybe.
Secure them jail till you do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
We'll cut deals that include some jail time.
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
So nice of all of the actors in the world of cinema to talk about Justin Langer relentlessly that we can make that segment sting.
It is, yes. And it's a segment that won't die. We thought after Justin Langer resigned as coach that would potentially be the end of it.
But, yeah, can't keep a good segment down.
No, it's back again because Channel 7, whose motto, of course, is God, we hate having to broadcast the cricket, has added Justin Langer to their commentary lineup.
And this is not a joke. Somebody who has never heard him speak, apparently, recruited him, right?
Yes, that's very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to Justin Langer commentating for Channel 7.
Can we banish him to the 7 Play, 7, 7 Plus app?
Yeah, the 7 Up, the 7-Eleven
7 app.
Yeah.
7 Up app.
Yes. On the scale of Justin Langer post-Australian coach careers, it's not quite as good as him coaching England, which seemed to be a possibility.
I reckon it's better.
Yeah, it's definitely better than him disappearing to do angry motivational speeches at Western Australia business leadership events.
Yeah, much better than that.
And of course, most of the commentary team have previously played with him, so they pretty much know what they're
getting
into.
Oh, God, is it just more of those clients?
Yeah, it's Ponting and Fleming and mates.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I reckon there'll be at least one commentator for whom his intensity is too much, and they'll probably pack it in around day
will
three
be,
of the
that
first
be Fleming?
Test.
Fleming, do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. Fleming's dealt with him before.
He's very tactful too, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's more likely to be Lisa Stalaker. I'm not sure she'll be putting up with any of Justin Langer's nonsense.
Okay, so if this was pay TV, it's worth paying for just to get that conflict up and running, I reckon.
Definitely. And of course, he will also be commentating on many of the Australian players who he remains convinced stabbed him in the back. So that will be fascinating television. It's like a reality TV show.
Well, that'd be like Warnie versus Stark.
Yeah, probably,
probably worse.
Yes, yeah. He'll be just saying this Cummins guy's got no bloody idea how to captain, no idea what he's doing. Anyway, I do have a sneak preview of the Channel 7 promo for this upcoming summer with Justin Langer. Do you want to hear it?
I know.
And the first thing he said to me was, oh, it must make you feel good that all your mates are supporting you in the media. I said, yeah, it is, acting chairman. With all due respect, those mates are also the all-time greats of Australian cricket. They are the fabric of Australian cricket. They are Australian cricket. They also work all around the world in cricket.
On Channel 7.
I'm glad my mates are looking after me. Imagine if you had of.
There we go. So that's the kind of thing we could look forward to on Channel 7 later this year.
That's petrifying. And we'll guarantee that everyone is watching.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
This is the Moeller Award, and this is in recognition of Scott Moeller, who couldn't bowl or throw, but
allegedly couldn't bowl or throw.
He has now been the inspiration for this segment, which he's far more famous for now, I think.
Definitely. And this segment just salutes salutes, endorses great or interesting things, pretty much anything that would have been in the show, except we couldn't work out a way to fit it in, so it goes in the Muller segment.
Yeah, all the things we like, all the little tidbits about cricket. And the first one is Dave Warner playing BBL. Well, yeah. Is he playing BBL?
I think he is, yeah. So these various new T20 leagues that are going to be taking place simultaneously with the BBL thought, oh, maybe Dave Warner would like to come play with us for a lot more money than not play for whoever he generally not plays for, which is the Sydney Thunder, I think. Anyway, they offered him a lot of money, and then he said, oh, maybe I'll go do that. And then Cricket Australia said, oh, maybe we'll give you more money if you don't do that. So I think that's what's happened with David Warner. I just think Cricket Australia should abandon the entire BBL. They should say, we're just going to do the WBBL from now on.
Yeah,
we'll
why not?
Put that in the prime time summer time slot, and we'll focus all on that. No, there's no competition there. Let's do it. Get all the
not
women
yet,
in.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. So, yeah, they need to corner the market. Yep. I'm not entirely joking with that idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yes.
So the next nomination is previously mentioned friend of the podcast, Ridiculous Ashes co-host for Dan Alex, wrote a piece on a Minecraft marketing gimmick for The 100.
Yes, and you definitely have to go to Alex's blog and check this out.
We'll put
a link in the show notes because this is, I mean, you don't have to say marketing gimmick when talking about The 100.
No,
The 100 is built on marketing gimmicks.
Indeed.
But this one's a doozy. It's a cricket stadium that exists in the world of Minecraft. And the cricket stadium is located in space. It's some kind of space stadium where you play cricket. Has a roller coaster that goes around the ground. It's got a boundary moat with sea creatures.
Boundary moat with sea creatures. This should really happen.
Yeah,
in a real
I think
game.
So. Yeah.
And stop the streakers.
It's got loads of other mad stuff. It's got like see-through dressing room so you can see what the players are doing at all time. I'm not sure you need that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just pure The 100 marketing.
It's so fantastic. It's unbelievably good. So this is already won the Muller, but we probably can't, you know, because of conflict of interest, we probably can't give it to another collaborator.
No,
so sadly, otherwise it definitely would have won. Yep. This article would have won, let alone The 100 actually doing it. Yep. Either way.
Yes. The next nomination, I've got Pat Cummins, who got married. I don't have any jokes about this. I just think it's nice that he got married.
That's very nice.
Yes. He did get married to an Earth woman, so he's really making this planet his own. So that's good.
Oh, he is. That's just fantastic. Well, good on you, Pat Cummins.
Yes.
And his secret identity probably revealed now to the family.
Probably, yes.
Anyway, we also have cricketer who is on the up, played for Australia A, Bryce Street.
Mm.
And he's playing in England at the moment for the East Anglia Premier League side, Frinton-on-Sea.
That's a great name, isn't it? Frinton-on-Sea. I want to play cricket for Frinton-on-Sea.
That's really good. Anyway, he ran out the non-striker. And he didn't do this in the normal Mankad kind of fashion.
No.
He also didn't do it in a Radha Yadav style fantastic run out in your follow through. So I guess you have to make do with this very special style of run out. Can you describe it?
Yeah, so basically he bowled the ball that was played. He got the ball back. He started wandering back to his bowling mark, looking for all the world as if he was just going to get ready for the next delivery. He saw out of the corner of his eye that the non-striker was leaning on his bat outside the crease, so he threw the stumps down and appealed. And pretty much everybody who saw the footage said, should that be a dead ball? And the umpires didn't think so. They said, no, that looks like a bit of fun. So the non-striker was out, and everyone got very cross about it. He also scored 101 not out from 106 balls in that match.
And 4 for 49.
Yeah, so but I'm not sure any of those reasons were the reason he was player of the match. There was this fantastic run out.
Yeah, that's right. It is a new kind of Mancad. We need a name for it, really.
Yeah, it's like a post Mancad, isn't it? It's like it's the exact opposite. Rather than coming in to your bowl to bowl, it's when you're going out to
it's
bowl.
It's a reverse Mancad.
Yeah, so cool. What's that? A Dacnam.
Yeah, a reverse Mancad for sure.
Yeah.
It's a surprising in hindsight that Maxwell did not invent this.
Yes, very, very much
but
so.
Anyway, I've got the laws of cricket here for you. So the ball becomes dead when it's finally settled in the hands of the wicketkeeper or the bowler. That's 20.1.1. And then 20.1.2 says the ball should be considered to be dead when it's clear to the bowler's end umpire that the fielding side and both batters have ceased to regard it as in play.
Yep.
And so he's obviously just been, I don't know, tossing it through his fingers or something, so it hasn't come to rest in his hand.
Yes.
So I think this is fabulous, and everyone needs to be completely on their toes now, right?
Yeah, I don't think the ball should ever be dead. So leave it alive at all times.
You've said this before, I think.
Yeah, don't want batters to talk to one another in the middle of the wicket during the game. Just yep, less yak. Just face up, bat, stay behind your crease. That's all. Keep the game moving.
So while they're having drinks, just keep tossing the ball in your hands, yep, kind of menacingly over and over while you're staring down the batters as they're quickly grabbing a drink and chatting to each other from the safety of their creases.
Yep.
Now, I think. Yep. Anyway, Bryce Street is now contracted for Queensland again in the next summer.
Rightly so.
Season, and that'll make Sheffield Shield a lot more interesting.
Well, definitely. This seems like the kind of thing that Marnus would get on board with.
Yes, so, for sure. Yeah. This is a Queensland thing.
Hope he shows the trick to Marnus.
Yeah, definitely.
The final nomination I've got is a Shoaib Akhtar biopic has been greenlit.
Mm.
So this is due to be released in November 2023. It's going to be shot all around the place. It's going to be shot in the UAE and Australia and Pakistan, I think.
Huh.
And then it's going to be released. So we're going to learn about the life of Shoaib Akhtar.
So
genital warts and all, I think, is the promo.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Genital warts and all, that would be great. Or, I mean, surely it'll be called the Rawalpindi Express.
Yeah, I think so.
You presume. So this sounds like a biopic that's of his current life, not of his actual when he was famous for playing cricket life.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah?
Anyway, I hope the theatres are required to play it at 2x speed just to go along with that.
Well, his book was called Controversially Yours.
Okay.
So the various controversies, I'm sure, make it good TV. But anyway, who wins the – is that it for the muller? Have you got any more?
That's all we've got for the muller.
Right. Well, who wins this week?
I think I'm going to give it to – it's pretty much got to be Bryce Street, doesn't it? Yeah, a little bit of shithousery.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so I think that's going to wrap us up then. So you've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket.
And I'm Kat Jones at CricketBatCat on Twitter. And then you can find us on Facebook as well.
Yes, you can search for
Cat. Presumably we're not on Instagram.
We're
not up with the times. We're not on TikTok.
Yeah, it takes too long to list all the things we're not on. So we just list the ones that we are on. So come find us in the places we are. Don't forget to go to patreon.com/LiebCricket or patreon.com/TheKingsTweets. Hey people, Dan from the editing box here. I did say Alex's Patreon was patreon.com/thekingstweets. It's not. It's patreon.com/kingcricket. Go there if you want to support him. And if you want to support me, I'm still patreon.com/leibcricket. Thanks. Bye.
Yes.
And sign up, and I don't think you'll regret it.
Well, go to both. Sign up for both.
Yep. We will see you all next week.
Podcast Network.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.